Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and we got a lot to talk to you about. The month of April. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe we're into the month of May? Where did April go? Well, you know what? I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. And I'm not going to let go of my faith. I'm still pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, it's not a temporary thing. When you say, I'm going to follow the Lord, when you say, I'll go where he wants me to go, I'll do what he wants me to do, when you say, I'll serve him no matter what, that's just not a temporary thing. When you make a declaration, when you make a promise, when you stand for something, it's not just a temporary small deal. It's a great big deal. Yeah. And so, guess what, saints? We're just making the steps. We're just moving ahead. We're just going forward. Stretching and reaching for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So I'm excited about this. This month, it just went so fast. I don't know why, but it did. You turn around, hey, we in May. Yeah, but you know what? It's still a lot of stuff that we want to do. It's some things, maybe it's just me talking about me, but there's still some stuff that's from April that I got to get done. Yeah, so I don't have time to sit back and just hang out or sit back and be lackadaisical. And no, we got to get on the good foot. I'm sure you got some things that you wanted to get done in the month of April, and you had plans and made plans and to do this or to see this person or to talk to that person or to help this group or to give to that charity or to serve this place or to work over here or to donate to this or to. You had plans. I'm sure you have. Were you able to get everything done? Did you get everything done that you planned to do in the month of April? And if you say, well, yes, I did. Well, I'm saying to you, well, keep on giving. Keep on serving. Keep on stretching. Do a little bit more than you was able to do before. What about praying for folks you don't even know? Yeah, a little bit more than you did before. Yeah, so I can honestly say the month zooms by, and you know what? It happens when you're really busy. When you the days just fly by when you're busy and you don't realize it. Zoom, it's gone. But you say, hey, Lord, I still got some stuff that I still need to get done. Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to serve. I'm excited for each and every day that he blesses me with. I'm excited for every day that he blesses me to get on KJFF and talk to you. I'm excited. I thank God for each and every time. I'm excited about the workers and the warriors and the banner, those that hold up the banner. Yeah, the banner of righteousness, those that holds it up. Sister Patricia, I know you down in DeSoto area. All those that's holding up the banner of righteousness. Yeah, that loves on everybody. That will do for anybody. That will pray for everybody. Yeah. God's got a work for you. He has a work for you to do. And you know what? A lot of times we just seem like we just don't get finished. The month is gone now. But I'm just really grateful, and I'm excited about each and every day that he gives us. I'm excited about the future. Yeah, because you know what? He holds it in the palm of his hands. He really does. He holds our future in the palm of his hands. And I thank God for every day. We have a word for you today. Please join me as I ask God to bless this message today. Father, we thank you for each and every day you've given us. We don't take it lightly. Lord, I just pray that you would bless the listeners, the doers of your holy word, Lord God. I pray that you would make us stronger, make us wiser, make us have more compassion, make us have more love for everybody, just like you do. Make us have a heart for our neighbor, for our brother or our sister. Help us to share. Help us to give. And Lord, I pray that you would bless those who are in hospital rooms. I pray for healing. I pray for wisdom in the hands of the nurses and the doctors. And Lord, I pray for those who've lost loved ones. I pray, God, that you would put your loving arms around families. Put your loving arms around those who are hurting because they've lost loved ones. I pray, God, that you would comfort their hearts. Bring them through the difficult times and the difficult days. And then, Lord, I ask you to please bless those who are homeless. Those who don't know where they're going to spend the night. They may sleep on the ground. They may sleep under a box. They may sleep wherever. I pray for homelessness, Lord. I pray that you would meet the needs of your people and provide shelter. Lord, we thank you in advance for all you've done. And we thank you for all you're doing. Continue to help us to serve you better. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, I got a word for you. The title of our message is, He Made Him to Be Sin. He made him God made him, Jesus, to carry the sin of the world. Yeah, he made him to carry our sin. Jesus did. He did. And that's what we celebrate on resurrection morning. The fact that he died, he was crucified, and then he rose on the third day, just as it was already foretold. Yeah. He carried our sin to the cross. He carried our sins to the cross. He was made. He was made to carry our sin, to be sin, take our sin upon himself. Yeah, he didn't even know sin. Yeah, let's look at the scripture. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, verse 21. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 21. Highlight this in your Bible. Okay. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That is huge. That's huge. And this is something that we should not take lightly. Sin separates us from God. Yeah. This is a verse that we need to keep in the back of our mind, that God gave his ultimate everything for us. When you say it's a love story, it truly is a love story, y'all. We'll never comprehend the awesome price that Jesus paid to cleanse us of our sin and to give us his righteousness. He took the pain. He took our sin upon himself. With that came pain. With that came rejection. With that came bitterness. With that pain came hatred. Hatred just because they spat on him. They pierced him in the side. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross. Yeah. When he was thirsty, they gave him vinegar. They mashed a crown of thorns down on his head. Just smashed it on his head. He became sin for us. That's what the scripture says. So that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yeah. The prophet Isaiah summarized the human condition. He says, all of us have become like something unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like a polluted garment. Yeah, that's the book of Isaiah. That's the book of Isaiah, and this depends on what version you get. You're reading about Isaiah. He talks about sin and what man wants to do. You know how man thinks that, that our righteousness means so much, but no, our righteousness is like filthy rags. When we think we're doing so much, you think you doing so much. Let's look at Isaiah 64 and 6. Isaiah 64. Come on, go with me. Isaiah 64, verse 6. It says, Isaiah 64, verse 6, it says, All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. That's what Isaiah says. He says, all of us have become like something unclean, and all our righteous acts are like a polluted garment. Yeah. In Zechariah 3 and 3, even the high priest Joshua, in his exalted position among God's people, was clothed in filthy rags before God. Yeah, and that's in Zechariah. And what about the New Testament? What about Philippians 3, verses 4 through 10, it talks about the Apostle Paul, who labored arduously to be righteous before God. You know, he went around, he thought he was righteous. He labored. He did a whole lot before God. He realized that his most strenuous efforts to please God were no more valuable than rubbish. His efforts, the Apostle Paul realized, his efforts to please God was no more valuable than rubbish. Look at Philippians 3, verses 4 through 10. You see, the plight of humanity is that nothing we could ever do could satisfy God's desire for righteousness. You see, we can never take away the sins, our sins away. We can't do it. We never can do good enough. But the miracle of God's mercy is that God, look right here, let's say it, I'm going to say it real slow. God exchanges our filthy clothes for splendid robes of righteousness. That's what Zechariah 3 and 4 says. God makes that exchange. He exchanges our filthy clothes for splendid robes of righteousness. And in this awesome exchange, God placed the sin of humanity on his righteous son. Jesus became so identified with our sin that scripture says God made him to be sin on our behalf. That's what scripture says. God made Jesus to be sin on our behalf. The Holy Son of God could not possibly do more for us than this. He gave everything for us. Everything. So you, how do you take it lightly? The cross. How do you take it lightly, the resurrection? Is Resurrection Sunday just another day? Experiencing the Father's wrath upon the sin he carried would have been more painful to endure than any human rejection or physical suffering. I'm going to say that again. Experiencing the Father's wrath upon the sin he carried would have been more painful to endure than any human rejection or physical suffering. Yeah. Jesus, he paid it all. Never take the righteousness God has given you for granted. Never take the forgiveness of your sin lightly. The cost God, it cost God a terrible price in order to forgive you and make you righteous. It cost him his son. It wasn't just a small thing. And when you accepted Christ, it's a huge deal. The Bible says that the angels rejoice. Walk in a manner worthy of the righteousness he's given you. You see, I'm a Christian. I'm saved by the power of the Holy Ghost, God dwelling in me. And so we got something to be happy about. We got something to be excited about. The fact that he changed my life. The fact that he changed your life. Took us from death to life. Our sin was poured into Christ at his crucifixion. And this is what Christians mean by Christ's atonement for sin. In the world, bartering works only when two people exchange goods of relatively equal value. You barter. You know, I'll give you this if you give me that. It's usually pretty equal items. That's bartering. But God offers to trade his righteousness for our sin, but it's not an equal thing. It's not an equal barter. Something of immeasurable worth for something completely worthless. Yeah. How grateful we should be for his love, his kindness, his goodness, his mercy, his faithfulness to us. So yeah, I'm so excited about we're in the month of May. Hold your head up. Be encouraged. God is not through with you. There's so much to be done. There's prayers to be said. There's work to be done. Be encouraged. You know, sometimes if you look at the issues and the situations of, that's going on, yeah, if you watch the news, you can get down and out. But you know what? Continue to pray. Continue to pray and ask God to use you in a special way, in ways that you can reach somebody, in ways that you can encourage somebody, ways that you can bless somebody. Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you, a week ago, last week, I was encouraged. My granddaughter got baptized. She's 12. Yeah. She accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior. And she told her parents that she wanted to get baptized. Now, you know I'm a proud grandma. Well, they call me Granny. Pretty proud Granny. At the age of 12. Well, I look back on my life. Around the age of 12 or 13, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. My life was forever changed. That moment was never the same. Here I am, years later, witnessing my granddaughter getting baptized. Don't you know we serve a wonderful, true, and living God, a great God? And the things that she has ahead of her, no telling how God's going to use that young lady to serve him. And that's why I tell you, live the life pleasing in his sight so people can see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. Want to be just like you, Sister Patricia. Have a heart of compassion. Who love everybody. Helps folk. Don't make judgments. That's what we're supposed to be. So yeah, last week, last Sunday, I went to my granddaughter's baptism. And it was at the church that she got baptized at. It was quite a few. It was a lot of folks getting baptized. And you know what? I was happy about each and every one. It was like, ooh, really? Somebody came from out of town and asked the pastor, are you sure you're going to do it on this date? Because I'm coming from California, flying into Missouri, and I'll get my ticket, but I want to make sure that the date is firm. I was so excited, so elated. My soul was happy. I didn't know those. Only one I knew was my granddaughter that was getting baptized. But it was like maybe, a lot. It was maybe 20-something or 30 people. I know it was at least probably about 20-something getting baptized. But I was so happy for each one. Yeah. The price that Jesus paid, we could never pay that price. And he freely gave his life for us. It wasn't no little bitty thing. It was everything. And I thank God for it. Yeah. So when you look at we're into the month of May. There's Mother's Day in the month of May and all kind of things each and every day. It's an opportunity to reach somebody, to do something for somebody. Maybe it's birthday. Maybe it's an anniversary. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, be a blessing to somebody. Be encouraging. The Bible says that God made him to be sin for us. Yeah. Yeah, who knew no sin. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Yeah. That takes us to a whole nother place. It helps us to be really appreciative and humbled by the sacrifice that was made on our behalf and the love. Whew. When you talk about love, God shows his love for us. You know the scripture. You already know it. For God so loved. Yeah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's St. John 3:16. That's where it's at. And that's one of those verses that we're supposed to memorize. There's verses that we just need to have down pat. Yeah, we really do. And then it don't matter what version. Yeah. It don't matter what version you have. And then let me read just this. That's St. John 3:16. What about St. John 3:17? It says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. He sent his Son to save the world through him. Whoever, this is verse 18, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Yeah. Jesus gave it all. And all to him we owe. I'm excited about what God has put in our path. I'm excited about the future. Continue to pray for those that are less fortunate. Continue to pray for those who are homeless. Continue to pray for those who are without a job. Huh. They've been putting in application after application. They've worked the one job for a long time and they are not used to, well, now I got to go job hunting. Now I got to try to figure out this employment stuff. Please bless those who are having financial difficulties. Please pray for those. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. That means a lot. Your prayers mean something. Your prayers matter. Pray for those that you don't even know. And keep them before God. Their issues and their concerns. If you're doing fine, you continue to pray for somebody else. This is Pastor Donna Evans. You're on Trinity Talks. May God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer. And we're on Facebook every morning, every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. If you get a chance, and then the message is repeated as well. And through Trinity Talks. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Until next time.